Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry. This is the top of hour two on Tuesday, and September is Suicide Prevention Month. So all month we have done and will continue to do segments on suicide prevention. And today we're going to focus on veterans. The suicide rate among Wisconsin veterans is actually significantly higher than the national veteran suicide rate, national suicide rate, and the Wisconsin suicide rate. And so it is a very grave problem that we have two guests today who are working to find new ways to solve it. And so we're joined today by Dan Buttrey, who is the president and CEO of the War Memorial, and Sarah Kolbeck, who's the director in the Division of Suicide Prevention at the Medical College of Wisconsin. Thank you for joining us today, Dan and Sarah.
Thank you. Great to be here today on an unfortunate topic, but yes. Talking the mission.
Absolutely. And so I know both of you have done obviously similar but different work in this area, but are partnering together on the Reach Out WIS campaign, which is directly trying to combat this problem. And so can you tell me more kind of about the scope and what solutions that the campaign's addressing?
Yes. Well, we're working in partnership with Dr. Bert Berger and Dr. Kolbeck, Sarah Kolbeck, as representatives from the medical college and the program to increase awareness, increase the access points where not only the veterans, but the loved ones can go and find out what they can do in, ideally to get upstream from the crisis moment. But to address a lot of the issues. I'm a combat veteran. I'm not a clinician. I've done a lot of work within the veteran community over the years, supporting families and veterans. But really the dynamic element of this is what Sarah's doing and Dr. Berger on the research side. And I think that's what's the amazing part of this, where we're trying to get the word out about it. They're doing an amazing touch point on really a lot of the research and find ways to improve how we can better engage the community.
Yeah, and I'll just talk a little bit about the research component of this project. So one of the things that, as a public health professional, I've learned is that it's very difficult to measure prevention. When you prevent something, it's difficult to measure that. And so what we are doing is we are really capturing information on how this wonderful campaign that Dan and others are putting together, how that is reaching people across Wisconsin, who's seeing these ads and these messages, who's hearing these, and then who's actually changing their behavior after seeing these messages. And really, that behavior change is safe storage of firearms. We know that veterans who die by suicide are much more likely to use a firearm in their suicide than non-veterans. And so really the message is around not only safely storing firearms, but also reaching out, not just if you're a person that is suffering, but folks around you, as we're interacting with our colleagues and our friends and our loved ones throughout the day, really being able to reach out to them if we notice that something is going on. And public health messaging is difficult. There's not a lot of research in this area. And so we're hoping that the information that we gather through our research on this project will help guide additional projects across the country.
Sarah, for people who are living with veterans and loved ones of veterans, what are some of the warning signs that they should be looking out for?
Yeah, the way I think about warning signs for suicide is conceptualized in kind of three categories, talk, behavior, and mood. So somebody that is considering suicide might say something, even if it's kind of in a joking manner, like, I wish I wasn't around, it would be better off if I wasn't here, I feel like I'm a burden. They might behave in ways that are very different than what you would expect from that person. They could, start acting aggressively or recklessly, or conversely, really happy after being down and depressed for a period of time because they've sort of made a decision about what they want to do. And then mood, feeling very angry, very, very down, very anxious. Those are all signs that you should just check in on somebody and ask them how they're doing.
We're talking to Dan Buttrey, who is the president and CEO of the War Memorial, and Sarah Kolbeck, who is the director in the Division of Suicide Prevention at the Medical College of Wisconsin, about the new Reach Out WIS campaign. And so part of the Reach Out WIS campaign is Live Today, Put It Away. And so that's what you were discussing as far as the prevalence of a firearm being part of the problem. And so what is more of the messaging in the Live Today, Put It Away component of the program?
We have been doing a lot of testing on the messaging, where Sarah has been running focus groups and then also surveys. When we would start to concept a message, one of the key elements is we wanted the message to come from veterans. A lot of that is the trust and the credibility side of it. And so we initially looked to an organization that's right here in Milwaukee called Feast of Crispin. That is veterans who perform Shakespeare. And I lightheartedly say, if there's a veteran who can memorize Shakespeare and deliver it in a 30 or 15, or, you know, they could deliver a 30 or 15 second segment. And so we've engaged those individuals. It just makes me nervous to even try to think about going on stage and having to remember the Taming of the Shrew or anything along those lines. But so that's also about it's also about collaboration. So you had veterans. You also had a daughter of a veteran. And if you go to reachoutwis.org, the website, you're going to see all the ads, which we've been running as public service announcements. And there's a couple called the Bride spot, which is, it's the daughter of a veteran in real life. She is the daughter of a veteran. And the gentleman who's actually portraying the father moment is a combat veteran from Iraq. So you're going to see it's not necessarily the veteran, it's the family members of veterans who are actually in these ads. And years ago, I used to run ranges, weapons ranges, firing ranges, qualification. And the military is very stringent on how you handle your weapon. There are briefings, there are risk management programs and protocols. And so it's in our culture to not mishandle a firearm. And so part of the discussion that we had with the, you know, the researchers on this, we were like, well, why don't we take that message up? Let's bring that back, because it did not matter if you were a Marine, a sailor, an air, you know what I mean, or a soldier. We all had very stringent ways of handling, storing that firearm, protecting, making sure someone else did not get accidentally injured in the handling of that. So that was also a piece, is to reflect on the training that has been ingrained in us all the way back to when we were going through basic training and or boot camp or whatever, you know, whatever your branch, and then making the connection of there are options, there are resources that are available. And you know, Sarah, as I said, would do the focus groups. So each of the ads, we were getting reflection back from veterans and veterans groups on what they thought were effective messaging, you know, segments and ads. And that helped us to start to scope what we were trying to do and increase the engagement. I wouldn't say that the accuracy, because the accuracy was how we were trying to come out with the messaging and reach our audience. But and you're going to see there's a whole litany of different messaging and different components. But ultimately, there is a similar program that's going through the medical college right now, which is tied to the Safe Storage initiative that Sarah is very involved on. And that was a matter of getting these, places where they sell firearms, they have storage, or other facilities to make themselves available throughout the state. And that was another component. It's not only messaging, but also to align with that program. And I know Sarah can touch on that because she's been working very closely on that project.
Yeah, it's really exciting. And as Dan said, it's really engaging with federally licensed firearm dealers and other gun shop owners to serve as locations where folks can voluntarily store their firearms if they're concerned about themselves or a loved one. And I think an interesting thing that I've found, and I guess maybe not terribly surprising, is that gun shop owners and licensed dealers really don't want to sell a firearm to somebody who is in crisis. And so they are very interested in partnering. For the most part, we've had some good luck in partnering to provide not only that safe storage, but also materials around suicide prevention that really helps kind of break through that stigma that we see around suicide. So really providing a space for that conversation as well.
That's so interesting as far as taking the next step of reaching out to gun shop owners or gun providers and giving them the resources and to understand how to identify someone who, whether it's harm to themselves, and obviously we don't have red flag laws in Wisconsin, but by providing that information to the people who are in the business of selling guns, but also want to do their part to be good citizens and keep people safe. Is that something that's been done before in any of these programs? It's been proven to really make a difference?
So there are some really great programs that have been rolled out, for example, in the state of Colorado. They we've been fortunate to be able to connect with their researchers to talk to them about this work. And it has made a difference. We obviously can't see differences in suicide rates unless we're following outcomes for many, many years. It takes, sometimes 3 to 5 years to be able to see those outcomes, but people are using it. People are becoming more aware of these resources and are starting to use them. And that's definitely encouraging.
That's incredibly encouraging. Well, I want to keep you guys through the break because we have a couple clips from some of the ads that you are running right now and want to play that for the audience. And so we are joined right now by Dan Buttrey, who's the president and CEO of the War Memorial, and Sarah Kolbeck, who is the director in the Division of Suicide Prevention at the Medical College of Wisconsin. And we were talking about the Reach Out WIS campaign, directed at both putting PSAs out there for veterans in the attempt to curb suicide, but also being able to collect information and research on how this messaging is working. So we will keep them through the break. Stay tuned. This is As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry. To As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry. Our guest this half hour is Dan Buttrey, who's the president and CEO of the War Memorial in Milwaukee County, and Sarah Kolbeck, who is the director in the Division of Suicide Prevention at the Medical College of Wisconsin. And we were talking about suicide prevention with our veterans, especially in Wisconsin, because the rate in Wisconsin is higher than the national rate and also higher among veterans in Wisconsin than the Wisconsin suicide rate. And so their Reach Out WIS campaign, doing both really innovative and I think tested messaging to reach veterans, and also partnering with some pretty interesting people to do the PSA, one of whom is Darren College. Did I pronounce his name correctly? Darren College. And he was a Packer, but he's also a veteran. And so how did that partnership come about?
Well, Darren now lives in Boise, Idaho. The Packers drafted him out of Boise State many, many years ago. He is actually, his family, both he and his wife, their families were all served in the military. Believe it or not, his next door neighbor is a very good friend of mine who moved out to Boise a few years ago. And Dan Brodke, a very good friend of mine, said, Darren is an incredible, dynamic, family focused, just an amazing guy. And he said, if you ever need anything, because he He lives in Idaho now, but he's passionate about Wisconsin, and he was on the 2010 Super Bowl championship team. And we thought, you know, that's a pretty cool approach, because you're going to have the Packer Nation, of course, who are going to remember him. But also, he's a military veteran. Mm-hmm. So after he left the pros, he enlisted and ended up doing a tour of duty in Afghanistan as a crew chief on a medical med evac helicopter. So he's very passionate about this. He was back here last fall around Veterans Day, and that's actually when we recorded the spots with him when he was back visiting. And in fact, he was here to receive an award around Veterans Day from a statewide veterans program.
I think we have a clip of that piece that you guys did with him.
Well, there's no question. It's teamwork. We've got each other's back when you're downrange. You have some tough days. You have some great days. Things you'll laugh about years later when you kind of reflect on it. But when you transition into the civilian world, and then we hear this all the time, the loss of the team, the loss of the camaraderie. And I think, you know, it's important for us as fellow veterans. I'm an Iraq guy. You're an Afghanistan veteran. Yeah. That we look out for our brothers and our sisters and help them find a way forward.
Yeah, I you know, you don't realize until you've done it. It's hard. You hear the stories when you're a civilian and what happens to veterans and what they deal with, and then they lose that when they come back. And it's hard, I think, for anybody to understand. But after going on deployments and seeing people that I deployed with that were left totally normal and then came back and didn't adjust correctly to coming back, or got out of the military right when they got back, and the things that they had to struggle with, you know, so to come out and do a project like this is super easy to me, because it's what I've already been trying to do. It's, you know, it's trying to remind those guys that they have a why, and they've got a reason, and they've got a family, and they've got a team and a group behind them that are there to support them. So for me, this is the easiest thing, I hope.
Oh, that gave me chills. That's excellent. And so what are some of the resources? I know that obviously we've spent a lot of our time today talking about the campaign itself, but the step after that of the, this is so much the message and the awareness of that there is help out there. There are resources out there. What are some of the things for Wisconsin veterans that are available to them to help?
And this messaging campaign, you could call it, I guess, grew out of a task force that the VA Medical Center was running through Dr. Berger. It's on the Southeastern Wisconsin Task Force for Veteran Suicide Prevention. And so it creates there are over 35 nonprofit organizations that are supporting veterans in Wisconsin, Southeastern Wisconsin, everything from housing, meals, employment. And so really what this built on was that concept of access and availability. And it's not just through the VA, because the VA, their statistics, less than 80% of our veterans do not currently use the VA. And that's often a surprise to most folks. So that means they're either not getting care, or they have private insurance or whatever through that medical process. So it was really about accessibility, because also the family members, again, I'm service-connected, combat-injured, Iraq. I'm able to go into the VA and my spouse, because of our marriage, she's able to contact them and be. But a lot of times you don't have access as a loved one, as a family member. And so we don't want there to be a single point of failure. And I know within that care piece, and Sarah has done, across the spectrum in Wisconsin, it's really about accessibility and availability, and where do I go? And so the concept was a simple portal to come in and see all these access points for care.
Yeah, and you know, the things that Dan mentioned, the housing, food security, all of that is suicide prevention. I think people sometimes think of suicide as existing in kind of the mental health realm, and it's really about all of these other kind of basic life issues as well. And so, like Dan said, the reachoutwis.org site has a really great list of resources. I'll just add that the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline just changed its number to a 3-digit dialing number. You can dial 988. Veterans, press 1, and that will connect you with a trained counselor 24/7 for care. And you don't necessarily have to be in crisis to call that number. You could be looking for help, and they can help you find help for yourself or for somebody that you're concerned about.
We've actually had, we've talked to a journalist who covers mental health issues in Wisconsin, and she said that it's been, since the introduction of that three-digit number, there's been a, it's been successful so far as far as the phone calls that are coming in. And exactly as you said, Sarah, not necessarily at always being in crisis mode, but just really needing someone to talk to, and that those are trained professionals that you can reach by calling that number.
Absolutely.
So, and if you want to touch on the stigma, I know we're up against the clock on this, but this is another part of this campaign. It's okay to ask for help. And that's, if you see a fellow veteran who's saying, look, it's okay to ask for help, sincerely, that was also part of this concept.
Absolutely. Well, we will link all of the information on our website at asgoeswisconsin.com for people to reach out and see the campaign and get more information. Dan Buttrey and Sarah Colbeck, thank you so much for being here, and thank you for your work.
Thanks for having us.
We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back with Dan Schaefer.